You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week, tonight, tomorrow, we have Shavuos, Shabbos. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to read Parshas Naso. If you're in Chutz Laretz, it will still be Shavuos. So, in the coming weeks, we're going to have that offset. We'll deal with that when it comes. I'd like to share with you some thoughts about Shavuos. I'd like to share with you some Midrashim that relate to Kabbalah's HaTorah. And I want to preface it by saying that this morning I was struggling to find something to speak about, and the name Rabbi Mordechai Fachler came up, who is my sister's father-in-law, was my sister's father-in-law. And there's a sefer from Rabbi Mordechai Fachler, who was a Rav in South Africa and also in the UK. And there's a sefer, and he has essays on Pesach and Shavuos. And in that sefer, so he brought some midrashim, which I found quite interesting. I'm going to expound and expand a little bit of my own type of thinking about them, and I hope to mention a little bit of what he says as well. Then just says, Shavuos, we celebrate Kabbalah's HaTorah. We've been counting down the days, counting up. 7 weeks, 7 times 7. We're getting to the 50th day tonight. And on the 50th day, Hashem, right, we count from Pesach until Shavuos. We're going to see, we're going to talk about why is it that the Torah was not given immediately in Nisan, right after we left Egypt. And the Midrash is going to address this point. But we've been counting down from Pesach and Nisan through Iyar. And now we're in Sivan, and this is when we receive the Torah. So I'm going to read to you the Medrash. It's in the Psikta Rabti, I think. Aseres Hadibrois, Parshas Matan Torah. Medrash says, the Ten Commandments, the section of the Torah which speaks about the giving of the Torah. Amar Ruach HaKadosh Al Yidei Shlomo HaMelech, Melech Yisrael. Divine inspiration spoke through King Solomon, and said as follows. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk says, so in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 13. L'choyov ka'arugas habaisim migdalois merkochim. His cheeks are like a beautiful, fine smell. A tower, or towers of fine smells. Sifsoisav Shashanim Noitvismor Oiver. And his lips are like roses that they have, again, a beautiful smell, the smell of more. In Hebrew, it's myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, if I'm not mistaken. Passing, you pass by and there's a wonderful smell. So the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is speaking about Hashem's praise of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. That we, with our cheeks, and with our mouths, with our lips, there's something unique about us. We smile, we speak, and that's unique. And it's related, as we'll see soon, to the concept of the giving of the Torah. Says the Medrash, can I give me Omer Shlomo HaMikra Hazeh? Corresponding to what did King Solomon say this pasuk? It's referring to something unique and special about this time, the time of the giving of the Torah. When the Torah was given to the people of Israel, the whole world shook. Okay? The whole world is shaking. And I would say that it's what the world looks like when the Jewish people are facing redemption. And here, we're talking about first we had the Jewish people go out of Egypt, which was our physical redemption. But then 50 days later, we receive the Torah. And we have a spiritual redemption. Having physical freedom is only important insofar as we can fill our physical freedom with a spiritual freedom. Okay? So, whenever there's a freedom, whenever there's a redemption, the world shakes. Right? Think about what's going on now in the world. Klal Yisrael, as we're moving into the age of Mashiach, so the whole world is shaking. from those who wish to prevent Klal Yisrael from holding on to and taking possession of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's going on with the war with Iran, with the wars that have happened over the last decades. There's a shaking up of the world that happens when Klal Yisrael is about to receive the Torah. Niskatsu Yisrael Marasha. So what do the nations of the world naturally do? They come to Bilam. Bilam was the prophet of the nations. Bilam the wicked. People sensed that something huge is about to happen. Something great is going on. So they said, maybe Hashem is about to bring a flood to the world as he did in the times of Noah. Or maybe the world is being judged as it was before. Bilam Arasha Posach Levnei Belial, the Diber, Heshiv. So in response to this, Bilam HaRasha said, and he said appropriately, he said correctly, Al Tiro Malchei Adama, Al Tevahalu Rois Ne'aretz. Kings of the land, do not be afraid. Don't get tumultuous. Those who are in the land, Shechein Shkakim, B'chvoidei Nigle Al Bonov. The one who dwells on high, which is Hashem, the one who dwells in heaven is coming in his honor to reveal himself upon his children. Birachamim, with compassion. An amazing thing. Hashem has come with his compassion. He has appeared to give to his nation the Torah and wisdom and instruction to those who are his beloved ones. Okay, so there was a sense, there was a recognition amongst the nations of the world, the leaders of the world, that something big is happening. Something huge is happening. And they were afraid. They thought maybe they're going to be judged, destroyed, who knows what. And Bilam tells them, Hashem is revealing himself to the Jewish people. Hashem is now going to guide them. And it's very interesting when we look at this pasuk, and we'll see more about the connection between heaven and earth. But as we look at this pasuk, we see that he's talking to, or I don't know if it's a pasuk, it's probably based on a pasuk. It sounds very, sounds like something in Tehillim somewhere. But he's saying, those who dwell upon the land don't get all confused and tumult, as they say in Yiddish. Don't get all bothered and worried, because Hashem, who dwells on high in the heavens are coming down to dwell on the earth. Which to me means to say that it's true in a sense that there was a judgment that was going on for the world, right? We know Chazal say that Hashem turned to each of the nations of the entire world and said to them, do you want to accept the Torah? Each of them said, for their own reasons, no. Which means to say that there was a judgment going on. Because all those things that Hashem said were all already, they were already obligated in. It was the Shuvah Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So Hashem appears, but he saves the world, as it were, by giving instruction to the people who will accept it. And ultimately, as we've seen over the last few thousand years, the nations of the world also, to a certain extent, accept that which it says in the Torah. Christians on their level, the Muslims on their level. Now the Medrash is giving us like kind of a key, an opening to understand that everyone's affected by the Torah. And it's a connection between heaven and earth. But let's see. The Medrash says something further, which is remarkable. Medrash says, why was the Torah given in the month of Sivan? That's the month we're in now. We're at the beginning of Sivan. Vav Sivan. Why didn't Hashem give the Torah in Nisan? They should have come out of Egypt and received the Torah immediately. Or maybe in Iyar, the month that immediately follows. Why did it take a whole 50 days? Why do we have to get to a third month? Says the Medrash, L'madaber doimilu melech she'asa chupa libitoi. Medrash says something which on the surface is a little bit opaque, but we're going to hopefully understand it. It says, It's an analogy to a king that wanted to make a chuppah. He wanted to show off his daughter. He's marrying off his daughter. He wants to show her off. One of the king's advisors, a particular person, said, the first advisor said, look, you want to show her off? You want to show off your beautiful princess? You want to show off, right? And obviously, Hashem is the king and Klal Yisrael is the princess. You want to show her off, so put her on top of a huge elephant. She'll be high up. She'll be seen by everybody. Make a beautiful display. Bring her around and show her off to all of the great ones of your kingdom. Another person said, look, to put her on top of an elephant is very high. It's not the same level of splendor. Like when something is too high and far, you know, I'm saying it's hard to see. It's not like an elephant is quite an ugly animal. It's not like if you want to express how great she is, put her on an animal that's more, you know, beautiful. Not so tall. People want it to crane their necks. Another kivala sus. Instead, put her onto a horse, which we find that Mordechai, it was done for Mordechai. Laharis yaifia b'chol gidolei malchus, and then show her beauty to all of the great ones of your kingdom. Ana adam echad, there was a third advisor of the king who said, look, pilgavai v'susna. It's true. There are advantages of each of these and disadvantages. The elephant is too tall, maybe. The horse is very nice. But they're missing something, and that's the mouth, which, remember, in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the beauty that Hashem referred to, the cheeks that smile, the lips that speak. So this third wise man said, if you want to show her off, put her on the shoulders of a human being. Let her sit on the shoulders of a person who can speak, who can sing, who can clap, who can dance. That's what the Medrash says. Peladaber, mouth to speak. Yadayim lispoik, hands to clap. Raglayim lirkoid, feet to dance. Another akival ksefayim. Aharis is yofia. And it's right to put her onto the shoulders of a human being to show off this, your daughter's beauty. Hashem did not want to give. You need to understand what this means. This is the opaque part. Hashem did not want to give the Torah in Nisan and not in Iyar. The zodiac sign, and the zodiac signs are of Jewish origin, guys. So the zodiac sign of Nisan is the lamb, or the sheep. And the zodiac sign of Iyar is the ox. So those are two different types of animals. They represent two different types of things, and perhaps we'll get a little bit of a deeper insight shortly into what they each represent. But they're animals, and if you're going to put the Kabbalah Satira, the crowning of the princess, the Jewish people, if you're going to make that occur in Nisan, the character of Nisan is related to a sheep, and the character of Iyar is related to an ox. So you're putting the princess onto the wrong month, onto the wrong animal, the wrong type of being. That's why Hashem gave the Torah in Sivan. Why? Mazel Sivan to Aymim. What is the zodiac sign of Sivan? The zodiac sign of Sivan is the twins. Uta Aymim Adam Adamhu. And twins are a human. When you have twins, it means two twin human beings. And the human being has the ability, has a mouth to speak, hands to clap, feet to dance. So interesting. Mouth to speak, hands to clap, feet to dance. So, what is the Medrash saying? The Medrash is saying that there's something special about Sivan that happens. There's something unique about the character of Sivan that it's like carrying, it's like being carried. The Torah is being presented. The chuppah of the Jewish people is happening in Sivan, in the month of the human beings, of the twins. Of the twins. You need to understand why it's twins. Why couldn't it be, I don't know, the archer? Well, in Chazal, it's the bow and arrow itself. So it's not the archer who's a human. But what's the concept here? What is the concept here? So I'd like to share with you. There's a whole section here in the Medrash, which I don't want to read it inside. It will take too long, but I'd like to just mention it because it's also very much related to the concept. And then we're going to see inside the part of the Medrash, which really gives the deepest hint as to what's going on here. The Medrash says that it's a famous thing. When the Torah was given, so the angels were upset. Why are you giving this Torah to human beings? Why are you letting this amazing spiritual, powerful teaching? Why is it going down to earth? They wanted to stop Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash here says that they were crying. The angels were crying. The heavenly hosts were crying. And, you know, let's read it inside, because it's so beautiful. When Hashem gave the Torah to the people of Israel, the earth was rejoicing and the heavens were crying. Why was the physical realm so joyous? Why were the heavens crying? It says, the Medrash, another mashal, it says, imagine you have a king who wants to make a chuppah for his daughter. So the people of the royal city, they didn't come. The city dwellers, the ones who lived near the palace, they didn't come. They didn't give any praise. The people of the outlying cities, the suburbs, they came. They praised the king. They had all types of instruments, harps and violins. The king put out a proclamation saying, where are you guys? Why didn't you come? You guys live near the palace. You understand the great honor of the king. You know how to praise the princess properly. Why didn't you come? The earth gave their praise. Think about it, even Bilam HaRasha understood that something momentous was going on. The earth gave its praise, but the heavens did not give their praise. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem says, L'shamayim, to the heavens, Atem, Sheshruyan L'mal L'chem L'kalis L'chvaydi. You guys should be giving all of the praise. You understand the spiritual value of the Torah. You understand my daughter, which is the Torah. You understand it more so than the physical realm, the people on the land. They said that the earth needs to be the one to give the praise. Right, think about it. Who does the king, I don't know, who does the king take care of more? The people in the royal city? All of the dignitaries? Or does he take care of more? Is he more concerned about and worried about the people who live in the outlying areas? I would say that the dignitaries can take care of themselves. They're rich. They're okay. The king is more concerned about the people throughout his kingdom. So in a certain sense, the tzaira, which is given to mankind, for us, to be able to revel in and to have a deeper reality in this world. We live in the physical realm. We're going to infuse the physical realm with the spiritual. Shatara nitnala. So that's those who to whom the Torah is given, so it makes sense for them to praise. The heavens, we're sad. We're going to give praise. We're losing the Torah. There's a certain thing that happens. The heavens are crying. And I think that what it's saying or what it's hinting to here is that the world doesn't come to completion with the animals, with the, for some reason, Nisan represents a certain aspect, represents the animal aspect of the world, perhaps, or as the Medrash says in the continuation, it represents light. Iyar represents darkness. Let's read the Medrash inside before we run out of time. Says the Medrash an interesting thing. Why did Hashem create the world in Nisan and not in Iyar? Right, because we all think that the world was created in Tishrei. It was in potential. It was brought into actualization in Nisan. It's a conversation for another time. But why did Hashem create the world in Nisan and not in Iyar? Because at the time when Hashem created the world, Amar lo l'sara choshech sum lefonai, He said to the angel of darkness, move out of my way. I want to create the world with light, which means to say there's a physical aspect which is called darkness and there's a spiritual aspect which is called light. Hashem wants to create the world with light. Okay, so he says to the darkness, move out of the way. So, Nisan is the month of light. The angel of darkness is compared to the ox, which is the physical aspect, as we said. So Hashem says to this ox, to the angel of darkness, move out of my way. If you don't move out of my way, I'm going to scream at you. So Hashem says, I want to create the world with light. So the angel of darkness says to Hashem, what do you create after light? He says, the second thing I'm going to create is going to be darkness, right? Hashem created the light and dark. Here's where Elokim says, Shemayim says, first he makes the or, and then he makes the choshech, he makes the darkness. So what happens? That's Iyar, the magician understands. After the second month, which is Iyar, which is representative of the physical aspect, first is the spiritual, then is the physical. What happens in the third month, which is Sivan, Amarle to Aimim? Now I have twins. The human being can see light and dark. The human being has the ability to see light and dark. So here's the depth of what the Medrash is saying. We're actually not going to get to what Rabbi Fachlo said, but I do appreciate him giving me this Medrash to look at and to explore deeply. What the Medrash is saying here is like this. Listen in. This is it. This is the bottom line. The human being is a combination of heaven and earth, of light and dark. He is twins. Twins. He's a human being. The human being is twins. We find also that the twins refers to Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Yainosi Tamasi, where the Tamasi, the perfect one of Hashem, but also the Ta'im, the twin, as it were, because we have within us darkness and light. We have within us this combination. We don't just have heaven. Heaven is sad when the Torah is given away. But the Torah is the heavenly aspect of reality. And when we receive the heavenly aspect of reality, we infuse our physicality, which is the darkness, with light, and we become the twins. We become the twins. Nisan is light. Nisan is creation. Iyar is darkness. Right? Think about it. We have Nisan, and we have the miracles. We have the revelation. We have Hashem letting us out. But then what happens? Iyar is a time of work. It's a time of darkness. Where's the Torah? We didn't get the Torah yet. Or I would say, if you think about many important events over the last 75 years or so, a little more, have occurred in Iyar. It's the physical aspect of the redemption. Klal Yisrael is returning to Eretz Yisrael. There's a physical aspect, an outer aspect, which needs to be infused with what? With Sivan. Sivan is where we get the physical, the spiritual redemption. Physical aspect of redemption comes and combines on Shavuos. Comes and combines with Matan Torah, with the receiving of the Torah. It's not enough to have an animal aspect. It's not enough to have a spiritual aspect. We need to find that balance of Shemayim and Aretz, of heaven and earth. And that's what the Torah does for us. The Torah gives us this balance, gives us the human being who can speak, who can clap, who can dance. No other animal can do these things. We do find that the angels can sing, right? They sing. They sing the praises of Hashem. But only the human being has that ability, that special. Coming back to the pasuk in Shir Hashim, L'chayev ka'arugas ha'boisim, iglois merkochim, this beautiful, beautiful smell, this beautiful reach gan Eden, the smell of the Garden of Eden. And it comes from our cheeks. Our cheeks, they smile, they speak, they form words. It's the communication, the connection. Sifsois of Sheshan and Nois was more oiver, the beautiful smell that comes from the lips, the rosy lips of the Jewish people. How does it come? It comes from us talking Torah. It comes from us speaking about the will of Hashem. It comes from us being that combination of heaven and earth, of having a spiritual aspect inside of ourselves, the angel inside of us, connected to the physical aspect of ourselves, which is, it's a twin, right? It's the twin. The twins are the spiritual and the physical. Hashem, Klal Yisrael. That's when the Torah is given. The Torah is about bringing together these two aspects, these two polar opposites, light and dark. The human being sees both. The human being has the capacity to perceive light and dark, the spiritual and the physical. And because we combine that, because we have that, the Torah is what gives us the ability to find that balance between, it's not about denying our physicality. It's about infusing our physicality with spirituality. That's why we have Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Shavuos is a special, unique holiday where we have all of these different foods, special, sweet foods, and we learn the Torah all night. And I would say that we also have to snack all night as we're learning the Torah. It's bringing together these two aspects. So I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be zeich, we should merit this Shavuos to see the light and to see the dark and recognize that these two come together in us. Hashem should help us to be the twins, to be the ones upon whom Hashem can ride, upon whom Hashem can show off His beautiful princess, which is the Torah. May we be zeichet to carry the Torah on our shoulders. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Yontif and a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.